You're listening to SBS News.
In an explosion of colour, the Mardi Gras spectacle is held each year to bring the community together, no matter what their sexual or gender identity may be. Mardi Gras is an opportunity to showcase the resilience of LGBTQI plus people, highlighting a message of inclusion while taking a stand against inequality. The festival features a kaleidoscope of events, culminating in the annual parade, to be staged at the Sydney Cricket Ground rather than the traditional location of Oxford Street. Mardi Gras Chief Executive Albert Kruger has thanked past activists who protested and took a stand as he looks forward to this year's parade.
And I'm overcome with the tangible feeling of pride. The feeling of excitement simply never gets old. I'm extremely proud to be part of this amazing community that is so diverse and wonderful. The 2022 Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade will take place here at the Sydney Cricket Ground, bringing together 43,000 people.
The 78ers, Dykes on Bikes and First Nations Float will all be part of the glittering display, honouring LGBTQI plus participants and their allies. Indigenous comedian Stephen Oliver will be co-anchoring the parade. He told SBS News there is Aboriginal involvement in the event, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes.
Because when you are at Mardi Gras, it is all about just feeling the love, and like everyone's wishing each other well and everyone's just happy, and you know, the world needs more of that. And so, you know, if we can kind of make people feel that through the screens.
The first pansexual bachelorette and First Nations woman, Brooke Blurton, says it is a chance to express love to others.
Mardi Gras is the ultimate celebration of love and acceptance, a place where the LGBTQI plus community and allies showcase their most authentic smiles.
These drag queens say they hope the weather stays dry after a drenching in Sydney this week.
We are doing a small contingent of myself, and I'll be flanked by two superheroes, so it'll be united, we shine like superheroes.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, so it should be fabulous.
Next year, the World Pride event will be hosted in Sydney for the first time in the Southern Hemisphere, so the party is likely to kick on until 2023. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.